Good evening.
Good evening.
Y'all gonna listen today?
Yes, sir.
That's my second time watching that today. I would encourage you to review all of, and that's to, well, let me first of all welcome all of you, the Darrell campus students, online by Roku and internet. I would like for all of you to make a special effort to review every teaching that Apostle did from February the 25th through Sunday. It's apostolic, it's supernatural, it's where we are headed. Now, I told y'all already, this class is catching the waves of revival. Listen what I'm saying. You are in the midst of the greatest outpouring you will ever witness in the earth realm. Now, see, there you go. See, that's why God don't talk to you, because you don't get excited. You be like, okay, he's just talking. No, I'm not talking. I'm experiencing.
I receive it.
See, the time is now. And we have to understand who we are up under. We're sitting up under apostolic ministry.
Amen.
See, men of God just don't say stuff for form and fashion. Those words carry weight. We're talking about catching waves of revival. St. John 3:34, you might want to look at it. See, because one of the things, and this is a review from some of the material I taught last time, but it seemed good to the Holy Ghost that we need to understand what time it is. And quit putting things on layaway and wait. The time is now. Hello. Y'all got St. John 3:34? What does it say?
For he whom God had
sent. Notice what it says. For he whom God had sent.
Speak it the words of God.
Speak it what?
The words.
Speak it what?
The words.
All right. This is what God is saying. God is, first of all, a sent one is an apostle. Yes. Apostles are sent ones.
Yes.
Jesus had 12 men who he ordained to be apostles, and he sent them forth. It's hard for people to grasp this. Jesus took 12 apostles and trained them.
Yes, sir.
That's all he was training. He wasn't training prophets. He wasn't training evangelists. He wasn't training pastors and teachers. He was training apostles. The other gifts would spring forth. Look at y'all. The other gifts would spring forth if they would connect to apostolic doctrine and teaching. That's the Bible. He whom God had sent. Apostles are sent one. Our apostle was sent to us. And we can't receive the fullness of what's on his life if we don't love him. I'm just telling y'all the way it worked. This is happening right in our midst. He whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So we're dealing with the sent one. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we got to not only receive him, we got to receive the words that he speaks as though God is talking.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Amen.
So we need to deal with this, you know, spiritual timing. End time revival has to do with spiritual timing. All right? Now, here's something I didn't tell you about that. But you need to understand. Remember we talked about, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts 2:1, that's what the Bible say, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. I mean, God already had that marked, that there was going to be a day for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And that time fully came. But here's something that you need to understand about God. Everything that God does is in the now. So it wasn't like God was waiting. Y'all, all right, let me help you understand. Wasn't like God was waiting for Pentecost. From the time God declared it was Everything that was happening all the way through, he was doing it. Because God is always the God of the
now.
Remember, I told you, time is an interruption in eternity. So God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
He
yes.
planned the ages by Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So God, went, you know, we always talk about, you know, when the Bible's saying something was fulfilled,
yes, sir.
Or this came to pass,
yes.
God don't be surprised.
Right.
You do.
Yes.
Because what God is telling you, no, I know I already did that. I did that when I spoke that. Because when I speak a thing, it comes to pass. The only thing you're doing is going through the process. That's spiritual timing. God, Jesus talked about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The prophet Joel talked about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Come on, talk to me. Didn't catch God by surprise. God knew. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
So watch this. So the timing, spiritual timing, is see, if I teach you spiritual timing, you'll get back into what this generation has been in. Wait.
Wait.
Wait. I'm waiting on the Lord. Well, you know, we were praying like that. Hold on. See, we Koji cheering. That's when they prayed, that's what they were praying. Lord. We were waiting on you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we waiting on you. We'll be ready when you come. God say, I came, left, and gone. All right, now I don't want to be funny. Let me teach you a principle. Because this generation can be likened unto the Jews who are still looking for Jesus. They had the law. They had the prophets. Telling them that the Messiah was coming. They had everything they needed. They know where he was to be born. They had all of this information and he came. The virgin brought forth the child, just as God said. Are you listening to me? Huh? Everything lined up with the scripture. Yet when he came, they missed him. He came, redeemed all of mankind. Went to the cross, hung, bled, died, and on the third day got up and did all of that. And they still say, where's the Messiah?
Wow.
All right, now, we're laughing, but watch what I'm about to tell you. In this day, we are doing the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Because we have been waiting on the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
When Christ is already here.
Come on.
Because we have the second coming mixed up with when he sent the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When the Holy Spirit came,
yes.
Jesus said, if I don't go away, the one who caused me to do everything I'm doing in earth realm, the one who is responsible for all revival, not coming back. But if I go, I'm going to send him back to you.
Yeah.
See, the Holy Spirit been here since Genesis.
Yes,
but he wasn't given. He would come up on, but he never dwelt within. So when Jesus left, he said, I'm going to pray the Father. The Father going to give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever.
Yes.
Are you listening? When the Holy Spirit came, he was equivalent to the Lord Jesus Christ himself coming.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter just like me.
Yeah.
But this time he's not going to be Emmanuel, which means God with you. He's going to be Holy Spirit, God in you.
Yeah.
See, God already planned that.
Yeah.
It was called, and when the fullness of time was come.
Yeah.
Y'all remember we went over that in the book of Galatians? Huh?
Yes,
That Jesus came and it was say, well, the full God say, it was happening all along.
Yes, sir.
But now, see, because he's always operating in the
now.
All right, y'all got that? So
yes,
spiritual timing is when?
Now.
So If God has anything designed for you to do, it's already happening. So you don't need to be pushing no buttons to make nothing happen. Stick close to the apostle. Thank you all. All right. Then we talk about spiritual preparation, right? Yeah. If spiritual timing is one thing, but they got to be somebody willing to pay the price to get prepared. Hmm. See, they were all at one accord in one place. They had one focus and one agenda. Spiritual preparation. Y'all notice something else Jesus did. He sent them to a place called the upper room. When you're preparing for something, you got to separate from something. Oh, here we go. All right. Y'all want all this great stuff to happen, but you want to be around people all the time. You have to learn how to separate. I don't like preacher clubs, because I'm not gathering to talk about other preachers. I want somebody like apostle who pouring into me. Did you hear him say, did you hear him say during the course of his teaching, the greatest thing that you could do is to make another son, to cause another son to be manifested in the earth realm. But, well, you got to first of all become one. Or a manifested one. Come on. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you have to manifest before you can train somebody else.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we have spiritual timing, spiritual preparation. And we cannot get rid of that. We cannot just think things happen to people automatically. No. Many are called. Many are called. You know the rest.
Yeah.
Don't sit up here and play me.
Yeah.
You know what's the next? What it say? All right. Don't act like you don't know. Don't be sitting up here like I'm repeating myself. You won't do it all other times. Many be called, but few be chosen. What's the difference between the called and the chosen? Preparation. 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 The chosen are willing to do.
Yeah.
With the called or not.
Yes.
See, everybody could be called. But to be chosen. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. So now we understand spiritual what? Preparation. Somebody got to be prepared for this. Thank you. See. That's number two. Spiritual preparation. Number three, spiritual outburst. That's what's happening right now.
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening right now.
Amen.
Straightway, suddenly, and immediately. Yes, from the time Apostle made the announcement, January 23rd, 2015, it's been on.
Yes, sir.
That's why when you follow a man such as Apostle, you got to pay attention to everything he's teaching. He's made it available to us. I hope that you're just not coming to school. Just because you may not attend Word of Life Christian Center, you are connected to him. He's made everything available online. Many be, few be. The difference between the chosen and the called is?
Preparation.
In preparation, you got to be willing to do what nobody else want to do. Michael Jordan went down as one of the greatest basketball players in history, not because he was talented, because he got kicked off the team his sophomore year in high school. Hello. Got kicked off the team. Got kicked in. The coach who cut him short. But that's okay. See, what seemed like it was detrimental became his motivation. To go to the next level.
Yeah.
What did he do? He went behind the scene, got behind the mountain, start working at his craft.
Yes.
Come on, talk to me. Yeah. See, everybody know how to practice but us.
Yes.
See, I'm following an apostle who told me, he said, for every day for 40, all. He ain't took a day off in 40 years. I went, oh God, that wasn't in the preacher manual. No, I'm just trying to help y'all. So that's why he is where he is today, because of preparation. So now there's a suddenly and an immediately and a straightway. It looked like all of a sudden he came on the scene. He didn't come on. And to us, it looked like all of a sudden. Preparation caused suddenlies.
Yes, sir.
You heard me? But remember, preparation was taking place the entire time.
Yes.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so y'all know about the outburst. We talked about that.
Yes, sir.
Huh? The Holy Ghost came suddenly. Miracles happen suddenly. I'm just saying, you know, Jesus, multitudes. One day, 3,000 people added to the church. One day of preaching. Come on, let's go through. We have spiritual outbursts. We went through that. Spiritual liberty. In revival, spiritual liberty. See, this is why you can't be tied to organizations. Organizations that want to hold to certain truths and don't want to go no further. They camp out on a revelation. Yep, I'm one of those renegades. My whole family sent me to hell. Yeah, I went. Yeah, because I wanted to leave Kojic. Amen. I ain't cussing Kojic. I'm just telling you the way it was. God is the one who called me to go to the next level. And when you got to go to the next level, you're going to have to cut some stuff off and you're going to have to get your little feelings hurt. You're going to have to walk away from stuff. The biggest thing is you're going to have to cut against the grain.
Yes.
But it's going to cost you.
Yes.
But it's going to pay too.
Yes.
The payoff is way more than the cost.
Yes.
But the cost is real deep and steep.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
To cut against the grain, to go the opposite way. Now, why? Because the Holy Ghost wants liberty. He don't want you tied to organization and tradition. He wants you hearing from God.
Yes,
yes, sir. Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
So, spiritual liberty. It talks about the Holy Spirit who fell from heaven had full liberty to move and to direct the people as he chose.
Yes, sir.
As he chose. He was allowed to move in any direction. And his spontaneous work. Mm-hmm. Speaks so quickly from one, spread so quickly from one person to another. Because he had free course. See, Holy Ghost was able to just break forth. And before people mind can grasp it, he was gone.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit, he follows a divine agenda. You see? We must follow what? A divine agenda and seek to fulfill God's eternal purpose by gathering spiritual momentum in the hearts of those who obey. See, that's the sign of end time revival. See, a revival is about, see, it's adding one to the next. Can I tell you a revival never ends? Because it's like God, it's eternal.
Yes, sir.
No, come on now. It never ends.
Yes, sir.
It's really one big revival. Dimensions, realms, from glory to glory to glory. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
So that's why we cannot afford, and that's what apostolic ministry is about. Apostolic ministry cuts the path. They go before you, cutting the way. It costs. But it also pays.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, in one of the next things about end time revival is it brings a spiritual presence in every revival. The manifested presence of God pricks and convicts the hearts of men and women and boys and girls. Now we're talking about conviction here. See, you cannot preach anything with conviction that you ain't living. Let the church say,
amen.
God is honored and held in holy respect. God's consciousness fills the hearts of men. This is in true revival. You know, we have lots of things that go on that are called revivals, but let me say this. And this is what Apostle is after, and this is why we got to catch on.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, you have women thou art loosed meetings. Well, come on, this is no reflection of the man who called it. God give it to him. But y'all know we can get used to going to meetings.
Yes, sir.
We can go to the conference, woman thou art loosed, and never get loosed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all kind of, y'all see. All right, what good is it to have a prosperity revival every year if nobody getting prospered?
Come on, that's
right. All right, come on now, let's be honest. You think Apostle got money coming? He says money coming to the body of Christ.
Right. Yes.
Well, then those of us who are connected to him ought to be the first partakers of the manifestation of what God gave him. But if we don't take it to heart and pursue with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength, watch this, not pursue stuff, but pursue God. What people hearing? Don't you hear I love God more than the stuff? If I love God, I get the stuff that come with him.
Yes.
We have to begin to manifest. That's all I'm telling you.
Yes.
It's not enough for him to say I'm shouting. I'm glad my dad is a multimillionaire.
Right.
Y'all want to know the greatest testimony? Huh? Is the sons are supposed to be manifesting who the father is.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
So that when a person see the son, they can say, I know your daddy.
Right. Right.
Yes.
I can see the marks of him in your life.
Right.
Watch this. Not just in finances,
but
you carry his anointing.
Yes.
You carry his spirit.
Yes.
You carry his dedication, sanctification, separation, all of those things. In other words, you've been trained so well that when they see you, they hear him.
Yes.
See, preachers get upset with that. Yes, it's good to have your uniqueness. Because Apostle always tell us, follow close, but maintain the uniqueness that God gave you. But even in you maintaining your uniqueness, they should know what camp you came from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They should be able to smell your flavor.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help y'all. So I never get offended if somebody say, oh, I know you follow that, they try to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I know you follow that Leroy Thompson.
Yeah.
Well, you call him to you, he Leroy Thompson. But to me, he daddy. And I'm a son, and I'm going to manifest him. And it don't matter in the city if nobody with me. Because I got a connection. Y'all got it? So revival produces a God consciousness. Y'all got it? It creates, watch this, it creates an awareness of sin and releases the opportunity for God's grace to be made available. This is in a revival. People get convicted of sin. But now watch this now. Watch this. Do y'all notice that in apostolic ministry, you'll get convicted of sin, but we don't have to go around preaching on sin all day.
Yes, sir.
Want to know why? Because sin ain't the problem. You got to have power to get people delivered from sin.
Yes.
Y'all not talking. Well, baby, we don't have the ministry of condemnation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We have the ministry to whoever sins we want to retain, they'll retain. And whoever we want to lose, we lose.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus said, what's easier? For me, it says, son, your sins be forgiven you, or take up your bed, rise up and walk. Jesus says, so you know I got power to do something about sin. I'll say, son, your sin be forgiven. Now watch this. The rest is history. When the church get out of condemnation and by revelation understand they have the power to set people free, sin won't have its reign no more. Only the church folks talk about sin so much. Y'all quiet. Oh, halabasha. Don't speak in tongues now. See, we ought to have an overwhelming sense of God's presence. It brings deep conviction of sin and salvation and the transformation of lives is one of the most outstanding manifestations of true revival. Yes, sir. I'm talking about true revival. Now, spiritual vessels. Please make sure, signal me. Thank you, I appreciate you. Because y'all know I get carried away. Now, spiritual vessels. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled. And they were all filled. And they were all filled. And they were all filled.
Yes, sir.
And they were all filled. Y'all remember I told y'all about the first miracle Jesus did?
Yeah.
Huh? I showed y'all that the first miracle that Jesus did was a demonstration of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Being saved, the well and the outfilling, and the new wine being poured out. Yeah, it's the same thing, because the vessels were the six water pots. Six is the number of man. He say fill them with water, because the six water pots had hearts of stone. Come on, there were stones in them, but they got filled with water. The water was the word and the spirit. Y'all kind of quiet, which brought forth their salvation. And gave them a pliable heart. But that wasn't enough. They were just saved. They needed to get filled and get poured out. So the vessels had, it talked about purifying vessels. Come on now. See, God purges and cleanses us. Makes us vessels fit for his use. Now you are clean through the word that I speak to you. I don't worry about sin. I got the answer, the word. My word abide in you. You abide in my word. It's more than ask what you will. The reason that you can ask what you will is because everything that was trying to stop the will out. Okay. Then we got spiritual. Now that was spiritual vessels. We have to become spiritual vessels. That's what praying in the Holy Ghost is doing for all of us.
Amen.
The more you pray in the spirit, the more God reveals to you of you. Changes in different things you have to make. And then this is what I love about it. He reveals unto you the things he prepared for you. That's why a lot of people walk around saying they don't know what the will of God is for their life. You know what that just simply tell me? They misinformed. Because there's no way you can pray according to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, 9 through 15, and come out not knowing. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, and make it known to you. He makes it known to us. See, listen to me. I know with 100% accuracy that I'm right where I'm supposed to be, doing what God told me to do, and I'm not in no hurry, like time gonna run out before I finish my assignment, because I understand that my assignment is connected to a man, and until that man releases me, come on, talk to me, I can't go nowhere if I ain't been sent. In revival, you got to be sent. You just can't go. Philip the evangelist was sent to, well, talk to me. He was sent to Samaria. Barnabas and Paul were sent. The Holy Ghost sent them. And that's why we don't see revival as we should, because we have a lot of people who just go. They get ants in their pants. or when I'm going to preach. Never. Sit your tail down and listen. Look at y'all. Y'all looking at me. I'm a pastor. I follow apostle everywhere he go. Every city. Don't have no desire to miss no meeting under no circumstances. So God got to do whatever he got to do, because that's my heart. I'm not doing it for show. From the time it started, I feel like I sinned. If I can't make excuses not to be there. I'm just telling you how it is. So God, over the years, have supernaturally made provision for me to be in everyone. I've seen supernatural things. You're talking about timing and supernatural. My son played football. I know what it's like to have your son on the field and you wanting to be at the game. And we had prosperity revivals the week of playoffs. And I was a part of the prosperity revival. And for 4 years, 4 years, 4 years. I didn't say one. I say four. For 4 years. My son was in the playoff all 4 years. And during the week of prosperity, they always had his playoff game on Saturday.
Come on, let's go.
Get connected, have the right heart, and God will work it out for you. Because when he look up, daddy was in the stand. And when the schedule came out, it didn't look like that. You know, it's a choice. Because, you know, pastor probably say, Ron, go see your son. But I'd have been, oh, God. Y'all got to understand, see, that's me. I can't speak for everybody else. My heart is to be with the apostle under all circumstances. Because I don't know when God going to say something. You might have been the day you took off.
My God.
Thank you. Spiritual manifestations. The Holy Spirit will begin to allow the manifestation of his gifts and power to break forth in our lives. The power of the Spirit is made manifested in any revival, in healings, in signs and wonders. There you go, baby. Ooh, you can get drunk on that. Ain't no revival if nobody got healed. No signs and wonders following. Baby, let me tell you all this. Listen, mark it down, put it on your calendar. God is the show and tell God. I told y'all I'm a child of the 70s. Y'all remember the song? Show and tell. Just a game I play. When I want to say I love you. So I'm going to show you and tell you. I'm trying to get some help. God is not, listen to me, in this revival, God ain't talking now. God say, I'm manifesting, I'm demonstrating, I'm going to make a bunch of folk rich who don't have no qualification for being rich. I'm getting folk out of debt who deep in hole because they are connecting to my ministry, my agenda. And I'm telling y'all, look, you don't have to participate. I find out the more people that don't want to participate, the more we got to spread out amongst the participators. The percentages go up when folk fall off. So I ain't wasting my time trying to cuss at you to follow close. You don't want to follow close? I'll just divvy up your stuff. All right. Spiritual impact. In every revival, there is no true revival if the spiritual impact is not seen, manifested visibly over the society. Y'all got it? In other words, when God show up, all society know he been there.
Yes.
The whole city getting an uproar. Jesus went to places and did things the whole city came out to see.
Yes.
Y'all don't remember when he cast them demons out there? What's your name? Our name, Legion. Sir, can we please go get in the pigs? How is it that they can go get in the pigs and the swine run and jump off the cliff and the people come saying, now, Jesus, you need to go. We ain't never seen this kind of craziness around here. But he got rid of the devil. You thought the people would have been happy. Well, I want y'all to know in this revival, cities are being shaken. And I'll never forget, there was a prophecy that was given about a revival that would break out at the mouth of the Mississippi. Well, we can't get no farther south than what we are. We close enough. The river right over y'all somewhere. They say the revival would break out from the mouth of the Mississippi River and would spread and shake the entire course. You might not believe it, but I believe we found the man and he's training the people and it has already begun. The impact will be seen. Then we have spiritual ministries are birthed out of end time revivals. You know, not people who went, but people who are sent. All right. Then we have to get spiritual strategies during end time revivals. We got to know why God put us in a city. What you want to do in this city? On our knees, tell us what you want us to do so we can win this city. Okay. Next week is exam week. Okay. And so y'all know the exams will be from all of the material from what you've been taught. There will be a study guide to assist you.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.